Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Mwah. Nobody knows we've been fighting for 10 minutes off the air.
What are you talking
about? Here we are. Oh, sorry, not you, DZ.
I was like, wait,
not you,
what?
Not
what?
You. Me.
I don't want to start the day like this.
No, no, not you and me. Me and my children. Hi, Owen and Hudson. Good morning.
I despise you.
Oh, yeah? Well, then turn off your mic and go sit in the corner for the rest of the show. Oh, be careful who you're talking to. I know who you're talking to.
I know you ain't talking to me like that.
All right, mic off. Goodbye. He'll learn real quick.
I know you ain't talking to me like
that. He'll learn real quick. He's not going to clown his mother on the air.
Yeah, nah.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Allie and DZ. Monday, October 13th. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Big way by Buenos Dias.
No, my kids are off today for a teacher thing because they don't do Columbus Day anymore. They call it a teacher thing.
They do in-service institute, yeah. Some professional development PD type.
When the boys said they wanted to come in, I said, okay. That's my little victory, is we actually got to the station. We got to Dunkin' Donuts. We got here on time. It's a miracle. Hi, boys.
Hi. I got your mic back on. It's back on now
because we were fighting off the air. My little victory is we're on time. DZ, what's your little victory? We made it to work. We only fought for 10 minutes.
My little victory. Man, you know the cinema that I've been witnessing right
oh,
now?
Oh, God.
The future that I've been projected into right
now? We should be on Facebook Live right now for the nonsense going on in this studio off the air with me and these kids, man.
We should get a reality TV show.
No, we don't need that. Nobody needs that. Trust me. Nobody needs that. But it is Little Victories. It's a brand new morning, and we're excited to be here today. What's going on, DZ?
Oh, man, I got all. Never mind,
now,
man.
I was looking for
a song to play for my boys, but never mind. I was going to play the Boys Are Back in Town.
Boys are back in town.
But whatever.
They've never heard that song.
Holy cornball.
Say we're old to them.
Can I fight your kids?
Yes, you can.
Can I fight your kids?
You can.
Please,
fight
I can
my
fight
kids.
Your kids. Second little victory. Ooh.
Owen, step outside with Uncle
Diesel. Today's
Diesel.
The day, Poppy. Today. Oh, the things you're going to learn.
He's going to learn to stop talking back to adults, I'll tell you that. And by the way, we have
I don't talk back to adults. I talk back to you. And you're a mom, not an adult.
Turn the mic off.
Oh, that's even worse.
And throw the donuts out right now. Okay. So,
I'll throw them out when I take them outside.
We're going to move on with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Huge announcement. announcement at 8 a.m. today. I am talking
Oops, sorry.
Huge. So much. Hudson asked me what it was.
Yeah.
And he's the only one I told out of everyone in Milwaukee. He's the only one that knows. I wasn't supposed.
You bound him?
Dude, we can get fired for telling
that's
people.
What I'm saying. You bound him?
Well,
into
I mean, I'm not going to spoil.
Don't say a word.
Boy. Mic off.
Mic off.
Mic off. All the mics off.
All I know is we have a huge announcement at 8 a.m. I cannot wait to tell the city about this. This is so exciting.
His face lit up too much. I was like, mic off.
Thank you. Very big day. And right before that big announcement, we have tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America.
Are we in a rush?
I mean, we're on fire.
We got a lot of things.
We got a lot
do.
Of things happening. And Owen and Hudson are here today.
Oh,
Lord,
yeah. The boys are back in town.
We're not
boys
turning their mics on until we have a talk with them, though.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 minutes for the question of the day.
Family meeting.
I'm about to go parent. We're going to parent. We'll be right back. Family meeting for sure.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we always come in on Monday and talk about what we did this weekend. And let me tell you something. Hudson, I'm glad you're back in the room because this is where we recap our weekend. And Hudson did something very spooky this weekend, DZ.
I did.
They were at their dad's house. And apparently...
Oh, no, that wasn't the spooky part. My bad.
They were at their dad's house. They're fighting on the air. They were at their dad's house because Owen and Hudson are in here today. And Hudson, are you going to tell everybody about the spooky trail in your dad's neighborhood? I would love for you to share that with everybody because I think that's such a cool thing that your dad's neighborhood does. They have a spooky trail.
That thing. Is kind of fire, actually.
Yeah. Oh, and Scaredy Cat didn't go.
All right, turn off the mics. We're done again.
Wait, all of our mics? I want to keep talking.
All right, me and you, DZ.
What?
Anyway, Hudson, can you tell us about the spooky trail you went on without talking badly about your brother for once?
Fine.
Thank God.
Listen, if you insist.
DZ, I want out.
Who can I talk bad about then? Because I got to talk bad about somebody.
Jeez. All right. So tell us about the spooky trail in Dad's neighborhood.
It was spooky.
Okay. And that's it.
In Traily.
Yeah.
I got to take you home. This show sucks.
Okay.
I'm going to take you home.
So do you want me to like.
Talk that talk.
Tell Uncle DZ about the spooky trail.
You didn't specifically tell me what you wanted me to say.
Okay, well, I don't need to tell you what to say.
Everything that was public enough for you to say on the radio. How about
like
that?
We're in a
glow
cult.
Sticks, that meant like you didn't want to be scared as much.
I got glow sticks this weekend, too. See, that's cool.
Wait a second.
Relating.
So wait, okay, so they have a spooky trail in the whole subdivision, is that right?
Yes.
And then they give you, what did you say? If you don't want to be scared, you can wear a certain color. That's good, actually.
No. You take a glow stick at the beginning.
To say I don't want to be scared.
Ah.
And does it go through like people's houses or what?
No, it's just like this trail that's like in our neighborhood.
Okay.
That's cool.
I actually think that's really
that's
cool.
Really
and
cool.
I would have loved him to expound more, but clearly he doesn't want to tell us anything.
Who puts it on? Is
who
it people
it?
In the neighborhood that like live
just
in
the neighborhood? Like I don't really know. It's,
you don't
does
know who
it.
Does it.
It's gotta be the
it.
HOA because mm-hmm. they live in one of those nice new neighborhoods. And
that's
you know what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah, you can tell it's privileged.
No, give me some.
And I raised my kids right. They
give
know,
me some
money.
He
they
said,
know
yeah,
privileged.
You can tell his privilege. I know.
That's my boy. And then they come back to mom's house where the fence is broken. You got the trashy mom over here. The yard needs
There's
to be mowed.
Trees everywhere.
It's still New Berlin.
Still privileged.
It's not as small anymore.
It's still privileged.
Like, chill out.
Like, I can't even take
no,
a walk
jokes,
anymore.
So
jokes,
anyway,
jokes,
so
jokes,
Hudson
jokes.
Went on a spooky trail.
I like it.
And I worked out so much and got things done around my house. Like, I felt like a machine this weekend. I finally got that free weekend to myself,
mm-hmm.
and I was on one. I walked over 3 miles a day.
Ooh.
I went and lifted weights at Princeton.
You got swole.
And I went to hot yoga at Hot Works. See, I'm getting hot thinking
about
it.
I was
going to
say, look at you.
Yeah.
You were active, and you said you did stuff at the crib, too?
Yeah, I cleaned up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's called support right there,
Thank you, Owen. I did laundry.
I know that sounded in a sarcastic tone, but I'm just really tired.
Okay,
great.
DZ, what'd you do this weekend?
Dude, randomly tell me why. Me and Target Angela.
Target Angela, what up?
We ended up at Beats and Ballet at Latino Arts Inc., bro.
Wait, hold on. I want to talk to you about this.
What's up?
I saw this on Friday night.
It was so random. I almost hit you up, but I was like, it is too last minute for me to hit the homie.
It looks so fun. You were at like a Latino dance night.
Yep, I want to come. They had brought in a DJ. I think her like name is Gia Fui.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's from like Hong Kong, bro. She's an ethnic DJ that
like,
plays salsa
bachata.
Yes, for
Hong
real.
Hong Kong did she, Latin night. Okay.
She looked like China Selena. So I'm just gonna say it, bro. For real, for real. She looked like the Chinese That's Selena funny. Quintanilla.
Okay.
Bidi bidi bum bum.
Bidi bidi bum bum.
Hello, man and dum dum.
Bidi bidi bum
bum. Man, bro, it was so good.
Look at the boys know nothing about Selena.
No, I think I've heard of it.
You've heard of Selena?
Anything for Selena.
I've heard of the song.
Okay,
biddy, biddy,
bum, bum.
Okay.
You heard of that at least? Thank God.
Como la flor.
Are your backs hurting? From what?
From all the aging you got.
All right, there we go.
Can I fight that one now?
You can fight Hudson, yes.
He's not old enough
yet. You go to hot yoga.
And you know, it's more than you do.
But anyway, well, I ended
make
up,
fun of me one more time for working out, Hudson.
Before we
one
was,
more time before I lift you over my head like a dumbbell. Okay.
For real? I'd pay to see that.
Before we was rudely interrupted.
Anyway, DZ.
Mike's off.
We're not even playing a song. We're just going to the phones because we don't have time for any of this.
Let's go,
the
bro.
The boys
I love
are
it.
So full of it this morning. So you went to Latino night. This is amazing.
Yeah, it was Latino Arts Inc. and it was by nice. Beats and Baile.
Nice.
I tried to do a little two-step. I still technically can't, man. So
Why? Because
my knee.
You still can't dance because of your knee?
Taking them steps don't feel great.
Were there any single men at this thing? Or were they all
single men. Why you think I was about to bring you instead of Target Angela?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I forgot
Mom,
they were here.
Turn their mics off.
Mic's off.
DZ. So anyway, there were single men.
I almost hit you just
and
because
they
I was
to
like,
dance?
I guarantee you there's going
to
be some papitos in the crib. And not papitos for mito, papitos for you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Papitos. Let's go to the phones and see what everybody else did this weekend. Screw it.
Pick a number, any number.
Honestly,
pick a card.
I'm going to start with 3 this morning. Why not? Hi, Kiss FM, DZ's favorite number. Who's this?
Oh, it's your boy, Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, snap. We ain't got time.
No, sorry, bye. No, just kidding.
Oh, wow. Just cut me short on a Monday like that.
Nah. Actually, I want to talk to you for once, so I don't have to hear.
Oh, whoa.
So I don't have to talk to my children who are in the studio for their day off school. Hi.
Good morning, boys.
Oh,
good morning,
you
boys.
Can say hi now, boys.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Oh, now they're quiet. Now they're quiet, Ryan.
Behave. That's what I have to say.
No promise.
DZ already saw me.
Ryan coming up there.
DZ tried to fight him. I'm trying to fight him. Like, we're already on one this morning. Let me tell you, dude.
They're crashing out in the studio.
How about that?
They're crashing out is right. What'd you do this weekend, Ryan, in Calabama?
Talk to us, man.
Well, we went up to DZ's neck of the woods.
Oh.
You were up in Lakeland University.
I forgot.
What?
He was up there in Sheboygan, bro. Apparently,
Why were you in Sheboygan?
My cousin is going to school up there at Lakeland. He is a senior graduating this year.
Wait a second.
They play soccer.
Wait a second, Ryan. Do you know my hairstylist's son just started as a freshman playing soccer at Lakeland?
At Lakeland?
That's crazy.
Bro, how come I didn't know all of these Lakeland connections, bro? Y'all
bitches. My hairstylist of 20 years, Christy, her son Patrick, just started at Lakeland playing soccer.
Yep.
So I bet they know each other. That is crazy.
I bet you they do.
Well, they have to.
We watched them play. We watched them score. It was senior night. We were representing them. And let me tell you, I got up there, and the first thing we did was we watched the girls play because they were up, and I could have sat there for the whole entire time. DZ, I don't know how you went back to the city, man. That smell up there was amazing. The fresh air.
What is he talking about? Is he talking about how nasty?
It's not nasty. It's just he's a farm boy, so he's talking about that second one. He said the fresh air, the cow manure.
He liked it?
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
He liked the smell of methane gas.
Sicko. Okay, bye.
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 Hello, bro.
What a small world, though. You went to Lakeland and played played football in college. Correct. Now he's up there watching his nephew play or whatever. And then, yeah, what a small world.
And then you got a friend who's got a freshman up there.
Yeah, Christy's son, Patrick. He plays. He's a freshman playing soccer at Lakeland.
Shout out Lakeland, man.
Yeah.
There's muskies everywhere, baby.
Sure is. Donna Muskego said she went to a concert Saturday at BMO Pavilion, and Sunday she went to a Taylor Swift drag brunch at Hotel Metro. I want to go.
I'm just confused what a Taylor Swift drag brunch is.
It's exactly what you pictured. Hotel Metro's downtown, right in the center of downtown.
Yep.
And it's on Milwaukee Street, and I can't think of the cross streets, but or Broadway. Either way, it's down there, and it's fun. So that's it. It's a drag
hell,
brunch.
Hell, man, why are you explaining it to them like they know nothing about nothing? They don't know nothing about nothing.
Shout out to Christina from Milwaukee, who moved into a brand new apartment this weekend. Hey!
Ooh, look at you.
Nice.
There you go. Clapping
it up,
boy.
Clapping.
The right moment to clap, fellas.
First. Okay, pick a number.
Because you guys started it.
Four.
Okay, fine. Four. We're picking a number as we go to the
phones. Birthday.
September 4th. You're right. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Anna from Sherman Park.
That's who you picked.
Look at here.
See, we're pulling people randomly for the question of the day, which is, what did you do this weekend? So it better be good, Anna, in Sherman Park.
Call 5 days to get your own theme song.
Hey. Bye. Anna, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay,
what did you do?
I'm here.
Thought she dropped the phone.
I'm like, what is she picking up the phone in the middle? We're already on, girl.
Good morning.
All right, just wanted to share that I had successfully tackled an obstacle.
An obstacle?
That I have never thought was possible in my adult life.
What's that?
Like an obstacle course?
No, give it up for your girl in Sherman Park because it's official.
What?
I've lost 103.7 pounds.
I knew you were on this weight loss kick. I know you look amazing. You've lost 103.7 pounds.
That's huge.
Amazing.
We should make that a weight loss challenge. That'd be so cool.
Dude, can you lose 103.7 pounds?
Yeah, that'd be so cool, bro. Man, that is so cool for you, Anna. Congratulations,
G. That's amazing.
Wow.
Well, Anna,
it was an obstacle, but
I mean,
it's going.
Girl.
What in life that's worth it isn't an obstacle, tough, you know, hard, and a challenge. Like, look at you. Nah, and appreciate you sharing that with us.
So proud of you, Anna. Keep it going, girl. Way to be healthy.
And go Brewers. We're going to take it to the World Series today.
You're darn right about that. And then Kelly in Sussex texted, and I went to the Packer game, and we got a win. So we're on fire right now.
Honestly, though.
We are on fire. What, Hudson?
I should say, you know, Bucks caught the dub also.
I was sneezing.
Oh, never mind.
But then I didn't sneeze.
Oh, my bad. That's dude, the worst is when you gotta sneeze and you can't get it out.
Oh, yeah, I know what was going on.
Lindsay from Franksville said, we went to Swan's Pumpkin Farm and then the Out of the Darkness Walk. Nice.
Hey, there's so much going on right now. Literally between sports and pumpkins and patches and apples and this and donuts and all the things and losing the weights. Mm-hmm. And Anna, that's what's up, man. Appreciate you, fam.
Thanks, Anna. Congratulations.
Thank y'all. Love y'all.
Bye.
Much love. Bye.
One more, are we done?
What? Man, come on now.
Pick a number, any number.
Any number.
Oh, and your turn to pick a number.
Talk to
me. Any number. Any number.
Four.
There's nobody on four. That's the one line not ringing because we just hung up with four.
Oh, man, the continuity is crazy.
One to eight minus four. Don't pick four.
Six.
Okay.
Seven.
Oh, my gosh. It rang out.
All right. Well, I guess we're done here. Yeah. Okay. What Would DZ Do, by the way, is coming up, and it involves Hudson today.
Ooh,
Hudson has a major problem, and he's coming
for
you.
The only good person on the show right now
is
me.
You?
Talk to me.
You know, DZ, he'll turn off your mic so quick.
Okay,
say it again. Say it again.
Okay. I cut him off when he actually started making sense.
All right, what would DZ do coming up next?
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Hudson, please pull up to the microphone. We don't need your computer right now, Hudson.
Drop it. Okay?
We don't need Roblox or whatever you're playing.
Mom, be quiet, please.
Don't you start busting on. Mom, be quiet,
wait,
please.
Can you tell him that it's our show and we host it and I have to talk?
Nope.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I felt the reality in his voice. He said, Mom, be quiet, please.
Oh, and stay out of this, please.
So,
okay.
Allie, give him a half second. Okay, done.
Okay, redone. Okay, so it's Allie and DZ. Welcome back Monday morning. Weba. Today on What Would DZ Do? It is Hudson's issue, DZ, because Hudson and Owen are off school today, so they asked to come in. I said, fine. And so the other day, Hudson looked at me all upset, DZ. He was so serious.
He was mad at you?
He wasn't mad. He was almost distraught. He says, Mom, and he leans against the couch. He puts his hand up on the back of his head with his elbow in the air, all stressed out. And he goes, Mom.
Oh, was he hurting? He had pains?
He goes, Mom, I need help. I'm stressed out.
What's wrong? Oh, you're stressed? With school? What's wrong,
Bobby?
Oh, my
goodness. Tell him, Uncle DZ.
I need a Halloween costume.
Okay.
And I understand the issue this year because everybody needs to realize Hudson's my youngest, and he is in sixth grade. Whoa. He is 12
now. I'm cool now.
We just had a birthday. I wouldn't say all that. We just had a birthday, though.
We did on September 4th.
Yeah, you know, you a saucy kid, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to... You want to figure out a Halloween costume.
Here's what you need to remember,
You're
though.
At the perfect time where you got to order it, man. If you flip the date, it is the date. So,
I was trying to explain to Hudson that he's at that weird age where now he's 12, he's in sixth grade, and he's still in elementary, but he feels like a middle schooler already, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Let your mother humble brag about you,
no
man.
No matter what I say these days, I get eyes roll. No matter what, even if I'm just talking about the truth. Is this the What Would DZ Do?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you saying these days and stuff like that.
Ah, bruh, stop frying your mom.
Like an old person, like your grandparents.
I'm not a young person anymore, so let me talk. Do we look
young to you?
Yeah, well, you're a baby. So now what? Call me old and I'll call you a baby. How about that? So anyway.
Thank you.
Call me old and I'm going to fight you. So watch out.
So I get it because he's at that weird age where I kept asking him and I said, Hudson, well, do you want to be like a superhero? Isn't that a good one?
Oh, maybe. Superheroes are boring.
You're over the superheroes because you're in them teens now, man. All right.
I don't like them.
Because they did just go see Fantastic Four with his friends.
Superheroes just really make boring like Halloween costumes.
No, they don't.
So when you wouldn't really want to dress up as a superhero. Okay. What kind of other shows are you watching or what video games are you playing otherwise?
That's a good question, DZ.
You're
on YouTube all day.
Yeah. What are you
It's not a show anymore. Seeing? It's YouTube. I think he's watching like YouTube shorts, right. Like reels and
Dog,
stuff.
I heard a concept that kids don't really watch TV. Somebody asked children, what TV shows do you watch? And a lot of kids were like, TV shows? We watch YouTube.
I saw this clip where they were like, hey, what cartoons do you watch? And he goes,
What's a cartoon? I saw the same clip.
And then he goes, you know, like cartoons. And he's like,
they don't watch TV,
YouTube?
Dude.
YouTube?
They don't watch TV.
I was like, I'm out. Okay.
They don't watch TV. Listen, Michelle texted in and said, Hudson needs a banana for Halloween. You want to be a banana?
I was actually a banana back in like 2016.
Oh, you were a banana when you were little.
Oh, you can't double up on a nanners.
Owen, did you want to chime in? Owen, are you even dressing? Owen,
you guys could be
No.
Owen's turning
costume.
No,
hold on.
Me and my friends are being.
Bernie and Ernie.
You are dressing up?
Yeah,
you didn't even tell me.
No, guess what?
What? This is how he's at the age. Didn't even tell me.
I didn't even know. I was just about to try to suggest a Mario Luigi for y'all type thing because you guys are bros.
They're never gonna dress up together.
No, I'm actually because I know them. My friends and there's four of them.
What are you dressing up as, Owen?
South Park.
Who approved that?
I know.
You're in eighth grade. Okay, we'll talk about that later. So Owen has decided they're going to be South Park. Okay,
I haven't decided they have.
Well, okay. Well, anyway.
So if all of them decide to jump off a bridge, are you jumping too?
But wait a second. Yeah. Hold on.
Of course he is. Jesus.
Slow down. My brain can't comprehend. Okay, hold on. So wait, are you going trick-or-treating, Owen?
Yeah.
No. You are. Okay, because that was another thing, because they are going to be, Owen's going to be 14 on the 25th.
Yeah.
On the day of our bike drive. So Owen will be 14, and I didn't know if he wanted to go trick-or-treating anymore, but he does. Okay, so Hudson, back to your costume.
Yep.
What should it be?
So here's the photo of me as a banana.
I
love it. Brandon and Tosa texted in, Hudson, do you watch anime? He says, do you watch anime, Huds?
I mean, no.
Not really.
I know about it.
You can call or text 414-533-1037. Hudson, my 12-year-old, does not know what to be for Halloween. Heather from Shorewood said he should go as a nice, respectful son. Good luck.
They don't sell those costumes. Chill out.
They don't make them like they used to, Heather. Let me tell you.
Just be at dad's, you can say. It's just me at dad's. Nice, respectful son.
Wow.
I'm going to let you fight him on that one.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
All right. Waylon, Shea and Waylon. Waylon, our second grader, says you should be a pickle. That'd
Ooh,
be funny.
Have you ever been
I
a pickle?
Pickles.
Oh, hey, better watch
Even
your mouth.
Even better. Pickles are great. So you have no idea? Do you have an idea? DZ, you were asking.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I remember this stage in my life, right? I remember when I translated. I'm so Hispanic.
Translated.
I feel bad for talking bad about the pickle because it was from a second grader. Like,
you should feel bad about that. At least we know that Hudson's, at least we know his sensitive meter is still working.
Yeah, yeah.
Just when I thought he didn't care about anybody, he was worried about Waylon. Thank you, Hudson. Okay, go on.
Second grader mom.
He's
Appreciate
a cutie, too.
He's a good kid.
And he's coming in on Friday to visit us.
When he's not calling us old.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, DZ. So but Hudson's Halloween costume. He's 12. What a weird age.
I remember that transition, man. I genuinely do. I remember when I went from wanting to dress up, you know, like Piccolo and Goku and Vegeta and all them. And wanting to rock out, go crazy, and dress up like He-Man or Captain Planet, whatever superhero. I felt like being super whatever.
He's out of that now.
He's out of that. I remember me being out of that. And
he's
that,
too cool.
That was a tough stage because I was like, I still kind of want to dress up, man.
Yeah.
I want to do what I
want
to do.
But, and you
I'm
want candy.
Cool.
And you want to go trick-or-treating with your friends and be left alone at that age.
Man, I could tell you next the perfect, and I mean the absolute perfect thing that's going to get you by for the next 15, maybe 20 years.
The phones are going crazy right now, so we're going to pick them up. Shout out to Kayla in West Bend who said, be an old man, Hudson, so you can wear your robe and say, these days.
Yeah.
You, Mom. No, that's a good idea. Oh, no. Okay, we're on one today. I see the juices. I see the creative juices
is flowing,
y'all.
What about a zombie or something scary, Christy in Greenfield said?
Well, zombies and vampires are just boring.
And then you got to...
Wow,
I'm not with,
kid.
That's still also very, very... Juvenile, basic. Yeah, you know, you do the white covered face with a little bit of drip of blood on the side,
dude,
some fangs.
You know what?
That's it, man. That's kid stuff.
We got to go to the phones, but yes, Owen, yes.
That's why I got to dress up as a Fortnite skeleton. That's the best costume you can have. It's
maybe.
So tough.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Go to eight. We're gonna take your calls next, but screw
this is
it.
Why you're an
we'll
eight?
Take one.
We'll take one quick. Be nice to each other.
Turn
your
radio
down.
Jinx. Double jinx. Yes.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chase from RC.
What up, Chase? What to do?
What do you think Hudson, my 12-year-old, should be for Halloween? He's right here.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
What do you think Hudson should be?
Talk to us, Chase.
It depends. What does he like? What TV shows does he like?
Hudson?
I mean...
Now you're talking to another kid. Here we go. Maybe they can work it out together.
Yeah.
What do you watch? You're in your room on your phone all day. You don't watch anything? Okay.
We might need to ask more questions.
Well, I
do got ideas,
no
and clearly
wonder.
The phones
Maybe
are going crazy.
Maybe I could
crazy.
Be the 6'7 kid.
I already came up with 6'7.
We already, listen.
I had that idea.
The 6'7 kid.
Oh, you want to be the kid?
All I got to do is put on some ice cream shorts from Target.
All right, Chase.
Put on a shirt that says, like, I'm him. And
Chase, before we let you go, what's your idea if he doesn't have any answers for your question? I'm sorry, Chase. What's your idea?
Go with your favorite athlete.
Ooh.
Go as Bronny Braun.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough. I mean, cold and also hard.
And he baited all of us with that fake retirement video.
And you'd have to pick up a basketball, and that's far from your hands.
Oh, no.
So anyway, you heard what I said.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Chase. Thank you for trying.
Oh, you're welcome.
You
lit though, man. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
You see why this is a problem, DC?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's trying to help, and he's just like,
6'7" guy.
Every single line is lit up. We're going to talk to you guys next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, I've got Owen and Hudson in here today with me and DZ because they're off school for a teacher in service.
Yeah, shout out to the teachers.
Yeah.
Shout out
for working today. They're probably driving, listening, irritated they're working, but here we are. No, but seriously, Hudson.
Hey, chill out. You're going to see them tomorrow.
Why are you just making fun of people that have to go to work, dude?
And they're going
to
see you
Come
tomorrow.
Come on, honey.
And then tomorrow, I'm home.
They're going to give you homework. And
Boy.
I got your parent-teacher conference in 2 weeks. Watching, my guy.
What?
Yeah.
I'm a great kid, so that won't be a trouble.
Anyway, we're trying to find out what Hudson's going to be for Halloween because he's 12 now, and he's at that weird age where you don't want to be a superhero. You're saying,
or you do.
You said a vampire is even kind of young.
A vampire? Yeah. I remember doing it young, and it depends on how you do it later in life, bro, but I think I got the perfect advice.
Any basic like Halloween character is just sort of like too basic.
Well, then what are you going to be?
Here you go, man. Listen up.
Somebody said he should be Ed Sheeran. He only looked like Ed Sheeran when he was a baby.
Yeah,
sorry.
I did. I had, like,
you could temporarily dye it a little bit. Just get that red, the red spray, bro.
Could. You could, actually.
I can't sing, so.
You don't have to sing. We could make you Ed
You
Sheeran.
Don't have to. You. It's better that you can't sing, Papa.
He's well, coming no, to old Summerfest. People in the neighborhood are not going to know it.
What?
They're you definitely going to know it. You think old people don't know who Ed Sheeran
is? I've seen a lot of old people in the neighborhood.
Where were we? We have to get to the phones. DZ.
Listen, something I did, what really, really worked the best for me was when I found no other point, and partly it was money because my parents were like, we ain't going to buy you no more costumes.
Right. You had to figure it out.
I would buy a couple masks, or what I ended up doing was getting a couple masks. So I had a rotation of like four or five masks that I just rotated through every year. So one year I'd be Jason. Shout out my brother Jason. One day I'd be Scream. Year I'd be Scream. Mm-hmm. One day I'd be a werewolf, and it just rotate
you
through.
You would rotate them, but at least you and were I just inspired. Kept,
see, I wasn't inspired. So... We were broke. All I did was grab whatever clothes I had on, throw on a hoodie and a mask, and then throw the mask up or throw the hoodie up over the mask so I look cool.
Are you listening to this, or are you looking at your computer? Okay, thank God.
That's all you got to do. You don't even got to worry about it, and then you save a little bit of money. Not that it matters, but rather than worrying about all you got to dress up, you got to go buy some, get you a mask. You can even wear the clothes that you got at home. You don't got to get nothing
else. I told him that we should go to Spirit Halloween and just walk around until he gets inspired, but somebody texted in
and
said,
my advice.
I like it. It says, Allie, I'm a single mom of a 13, almost 14. Same struggles. Yeah. Ugh. All right, let's go to the phones.
He don't like my advice. Forget me then.
You know what?
No,
forget
I'll consider it.
David in McGuanago. We're starting with him because these people have been waiting on the phone for us to give ideas.
Talk to us, David. Morning.
I'm reading
good
some
morning.
Of your texts.
Good morning.
What a bit
out. Say good morning, good Hudson. Morning. Hi, David. All right.
What up?
Help out Hudson. He doesn't know what to be. He's 12.
If you want to embarrass mom a little bit,
hang
teenager,
up.
You just
hang up.
Go as a bloody whatever they do for a living. You go as a bloody tricked out DJ from Kiss FM.
Yes.
A bloody Kiss FM
so
DJ.
So basically he's saying add blood to whatever you want and then say you're something.
You could get one of the Kiss shirts
like,
too.
I'd be like, I got to go to one of these events.
Will you
and
wear
you
a Kiss
put
shirt?
On headphones, you put on headphones. You could carry a microphone.
Yeah.
Dog.
Oh, yeah.
I could be Joe Rogan.
Kiss FM zombie.
I don't want to. No, chill out. Chill out.
That Kiss was FM zombie.
No, Joe Rogan's hit and miss. Let's not go there.
Jesus.
Yeah. Kiss FM zombie. Was Wes McCain.
Never heard of him.
Who is that?
Sounds like a fired, washed-up radio DJ.
Y'all better chill out.
Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Oh, wait, I did because it was
love.
True.
Wait, you know what else sounds like a fired, washed-up?
They don't even know
they
who David's
know,
talking
no
about because they're so young and the guy got fired so long ago, my kids don't even remember
David,
him.
David, you had What's us in name? The first half, big
Never
dog.
Never mind.
You
he was a guy who worked
he's
with
the radio.
He got fired.
He's a radio cartoon.
We love you, David. We appreciate
bye,
you, man.
David. Now
Peace,
I'm
Bobby.
Traumatized.
Later.
Unbelievable.
Fools.
How are you going to bring up people I'm glad I don't work with anymore? Okay, let's go to the next caller, please, God.
Who are you taking? Who we want?
Please,
What's
God.
Good?
We'll go to Royalty in Milwaukee this morning.
Oh.
This is chaos. We're talking about what Hudson should be for Halloween on What Would DZ Do? Because he's at that weird age of like teenagerdom where they're like transitioning, you know? Hi,
Royalty. Your Majesty.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. All right, talk to us.
So, you know what? I actually had the same problem, kind of. I couldn't decide what I wanted my kids to dress up as. They didn't know what they wanted to, and they're quite younger than, you know, your son.
Yeah. Oh.
But my son was like, well, just forget about it. Don't worry about it. Have them dress up in regular clothes, and they can just go as broke.
Okay, that's funny, but nobody would get it. And they're not broke. They're con men, actually. They take my money all the time.
No, Mom, I could like hold out a cup instead of like a Halloween bag, and I'll be like, please.
Give me a dollar, spare dollar.
Okay.
Now, see, now you're going to be a hobo.
Yeah, now you're making fun of people.
Now you're going too far. No, I'm playing. Okay. It's Halloween. You can dress as whatever you want.
Royalty saying don't get a costume, basically.
No, just go as broke.
Okay.
Go for broke. Somebody wears the number four.
Ah, there you go. All right, thanks for hanging out and waiting, Royalty, and giving us
we
your
appreciate
idea.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, much love.
Let me read some of the texts. Kelly in Sussex said, go as a character from a scary movie like Freddy or Jason. You can't go wrong with a classic.
I'm saying, bro, you get you a mask and you can rotate around. You can make a shake.
Oh, and if you're going to talk into the mic, not in the background, randomly, off the mic,
yeah, like
please,
move
God.
Move your mic towards you.
Chase and Racine texted in and he said, I was just on the phone phone with you, Hudson. Let him know that going in all black and putting on a purge mask, that's what I did last year.
See? And then you could, this is what I mean now. Like, huh, think about it, Papa. You can now have different costumes for the next 15 years. You don't gotta worry about dressing up again.
Somebody said, Jules in Greendale said, dress up as a taco. You want to be a taco?
You want to talk about it?
He doesn't even eat tacos. We have this fight on. He eats quesadillas. It's another quesadilla.
It translates.
Maybe he's going to be a quesadilla.
It translates enough. You can be a quesadilla.
Fine. Go to Shelly on the east side. See what she thinks.
Man, you know what? I got a bone to pick with Shelly.
Why?
Yeah, because she ain't picked her song yet.
Ooh, Shelly.
I've got to narrow down a few.
Listen, and you know what? I actually respect her taking her time. She's earned it. She's called 5 days in a row. And she's going to say, I'm not going to rush it and pick anything. I got to make it good. So when you get it, you going to get it. But good morning.
Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
First theme song winner to not even care and have the theme song yet. Hysterical. Okay, Shelly, what's your idea for Hudson's costume? Come on.
I've got a couple, but what about a shark?
Ooh, a baby one?
He was a shark. He was a shark when he was little.
Oh, yeah. I literally have the...
Nobody can see the video, but I love that video. What else you got for us, Shelly?
Edward Scissorhands.
They don't get that reference either. That'd be
what close, about? Though. Oh wait, what about a K-pop demon hunter?
No.
You won't be golden?
Absolutely not.
Come on.
Come on.
You don't even know what that is. You haven't even seen it.
So, but I'm reading it.
Yeah, I know
it.
You're ridiculous.
I'm reading it from the text. Okay, fine. We got to go, Shelly. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Have a good day.
Last but not least, Roger's in Milwaukee. I just want to pull him up because he's a character. We're talking about what Hudson should be for Halloween.
Someone who did pick a song. Roger.
Yo, good morning, Ali, Dizzy, Hudson, Owen.
Hello.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R.
If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
What about an inflatable dinosaur, somebody said, or Hudson? What about an inflatable dinosaur?
Too sweaty.
Okay, I already said that DZ and I were going to go as 6'7".
And then y'all could be 8'9", or whoever, whatever number you use.
When I told Hudson about that, he thought it was stupid, but now here he's in here wanting to be 6'7".
Talking to me, he wants to be the guy.
Yeah, he wants to be the kid. I think you should be the 6'7" kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you not hear what I said? 6'7" kid, mom.
Okay, fine. Roger, what's your idea? What's your idea?
I was thinking, man, that would be cool.
Paint the old man picture for him. What should he wear?
He can wear his robe, you know, get some gray hair. You'll get a gray mustache.
Ooh, the spray gray?
Yep. Yeah,
we could even do a little fake facial hair on you. We could do fake facial hair, Poppy.
As much as Hudson
wears PJs.
Yep.
Honestly, it's every single day of his life, minus the gray hair. He makes fun of me for being old so much. This is honestly, it's projection. Let's make him an old man.
I'll let you borrow my Kiss FM. Sponsored cane.
They didn't sponsor it.
I paid for it. But
and it's broken.
It's broken, so it looks even funnier, bro. Or you could even use the wheelchair if you want.
Hudson, anything?
Come on.
Anything?
I got the props. I'm still healing from knee surgery. Come on.
Come on, Hudson.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
I think Roger's on to something, man.
Well, if you don't decide, I'm sending you as a scarecrow.
What?
That would be fly, too.
Right? See?
Fly too.
You're welcome.
Choose right now, we're deciding for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could just go to a costume store.
That'll be fly.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the costume store today, and then I'll let you guys know tomorrow what he picked. How's that?
We're not going to pick anything.
Then you're not going trick-or-treating if you don't pick anything.
Roger, we love you.
Bye, Roger.
We appreciate you, Roger, man. Love, bro.
Wait, we gotta go. We're so late right now. Okay, Am I the Jerk coming up next, and it involves Owen now.
Oh!
And a big, big, big concert announcement at 8 a.m. this morning, plus tickets to the concert.
I got so much energy today.
We're so busy, and it's coming up next.
Thank you, everybody. Very educational.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So my kids are in the studio because they're off school today, and today's Am I the Jerk involves something I've been doing to my son, Owen, who was going to be 14 on the 25th of this month, October. Hi, Owen.
I had no clue this was happening.
Owen, don't give me the Scorpio. What are you, a Scorpio?
Nope.
Give me the, he did the thing where you take your finger across your neck.
All right.
That's Scorpio vibes, yeah.
Y'all know nothing about that.
All right. Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening because this is new information to me also.
You're such a liar. No, it's not. Don't listen to DZ. He knew I was doing this.
I don't know this woman.
He does. All right. Oh, and my eighth grader. It's time to find out if I'm the jerk for something I've been hiding from you in the house.
Yes.
So what's your favorite, one of your favorite things
to make right now when you cook? Let's go through the repertoire.
Spaghetti.
And?
Salad.
There it is! What kind of salad?
Caesar.
You a salad boy?
He's very into Caesar salad right
now. You a
Salad-onian? So every time...
I just make stuff up.
Every time I go to the store, he goes, can you get more lettuce, Parmesan cheese, croutons, and grilled chicken and Caesar dressing for my salads? And you're darn right, I can. I'm going to encourage that.
Oh, sounds like a sizzling salad from Lakeland. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Owen's very into Caesar salads. Mm-hmm. Well, he's also 6'4 and in 8th grade, and he needs to eat. He's a growing boy.
He's a growing, big
so
grown boy.
So, when he makes salads, what's your favorite bowl?
The glass one?
Yeah, the big glass bowl,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Why? What's it to you?
When's the last time
you said, what's it to you?
when's the last time you saw the big salad bowl?
Oh, really? Because last time I remember
when
it
was
here.
When was the last time you saw it?
You know what I heard? She said, hey, Owen, where's the big glass bowl? I wonder. It's
basically
really a predicament, really.
Let me tell you, DZ, what happened.
It's a predicament,
I hear. He's obsessed with these Caesar salads, which I love, but we have this one gigantic glass bowl, and I mean, takes up the whole bottom of the dishwasher.
Oh,
okay?
It's one of them bowls, yeah.
So
them bowl, them bowl.
Every time he makes Caesar salad 3 times a day, and he's trying to use this bowl, which means every time I unload the dishwasher, I got this stupid big bowl in my sink that's taken up, and I don't want to wash. I washed it by hand a few times. He doesn't want to wash it by hand, so I said, you know what? I'm sick of this stupid bowl. And then if it wasn't clean, he'd go, where's my salad bowl?
Yeah, where's the bowl, Mom?
And I go, I don't know.
I had a cereal bowl like that. I'm following.
So
yeah.
I hit it.
Huh?
I don't even know where I hid it, if you want me to be honest.
What, Allie?
I don't even know where.
You hid?
I don't even know where the glass salad bowl is. That's because you know when you hide stuff and you forget where you hid it?
You be putting it in the cabinet that nobody ever checks or remembers that exists.
I probably hid
it. It's all the way on top, bro, somewhere underneath.
So I'm taking it right now. Owen, am I the jerk for hiding your favorite bowl because I'm sick and tired? Hold on, let me finish. Because I'm sick and tired of cleaning it and watching you not clean it and watching it take up the entire sink after I clean the kitchen. I'm done with the giant salad bowl. Either you clean it or it's staying hidden because I can't remember where I hid it anyway. Am I the jerk?
Got you right in the sink right now, so.
These are my confessions.
Let's see.
That's the smaller glass bowl. There's two. You know they stack.
It's one of those. Yeah, there's got
the bigger
one. Glass bowl. It's in the dresser right now. Or no, it's in the sink.
I was gonna say you got to hit it in your dresser.
No, there's two. There's one missing.
Well, listen.
Which one did you take? The bigger or the smaller of the two?
He doesn't. He didn't realize I took the bigger one.
Ah.
See.
Yeah, his size permanence isn't there yet.
It was like way too big. This bowl that he was using for his Caesar salad, and then
I know exactly which one it was.
It's too big and it takes up too much space. I hit it.
Listen.
What?
Like getting healthy habits as a kid is like where you first develop them, and you're blocking me from getting those
really
healthy habits. Really?
Wow.
You literally encourage me to make Caesar salads. How to make Caesar salads if I don't have any bowls?
You can make it in a different bowl.
And rather than saying, hey, Owen, if you want to keep making salads, you got to clean the bowl. You just straight up hit it on him. And then you are taking away his opportunity to learn how to be responsible in this young time in his life. Oh, my God.
Wait, Allie,
are you the jerk?
No, because let me tell you why. He's trying to pull a fast one on you right now. He knows what he's doing. He's my kid.
He's finessing me?
He's my kid.
It was the cute kid face that got.
He knows,
what's going on
Let
here?
Me talk, Owen. He knows how to argue.
Because he made sense.
He's my kid.
No, he made sense.
He's my kid.
He made sense.
He's my kid.
I'm just saying.
DZ.
You are robbing him of his opportunity to be an upstanding young man, continue to eat salads, and take care of his own stuff.
Why don't you wash the bowl then when you're done?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, but
Riddler
is,
that, Riddler.
I do wash the bowl. Then
no,
I put it
don't.
In the sink. You don't.
You think
rinse.
That's washing
no, the
bowl?
Rinse.
He does
no,
the
you
good
have to take the Dawn Power Wash, spray it, clean it, and then rinse.
You rinse it with like
or
steaming hot water
you know
at least?
What she does? She said, no, you know what she told me?
Oh,
she
said, man, you're kind of losing
a bowl
me, puppy.
With stuff on it, you clean it, then you put it in the sink.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly how you told me. So I don't know.
Okay, fine. Yeah. You know what? Then this is the last time I'm going to tell you that you need to clean your stuff or put it in the dishwasher. And if the dishwasher's clean, unload it and start it and put dirty stuff in. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Also, Unk is going to abstain my say-so in this one. Yeah, I'm not saying nothing on this one. Nope.
414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite bowl because it's gigantic and I'm sick and tired of cleaning it?
Hey, stop. Stop spinning it in your favor.
I'm not done. Because I'm sick and tired of cleaning it and putting it in the dishwasher, and then it takes up the whole dishwasher. Autumn and Kenosha said, no, ma'am, not a jerk. Preach, Mama Allie.
Oh, heck no.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Owen, you use it, you wash it, boy.
Ooh, see, but you are taking him from his opportunity just by hiding it, because now he just doesn't even know when he looks for another bowl, and the problem continues also, with a different bowl anyway.
Owen told me to wash it before hiding it, but guess what? She didn't.
Yes, boy. I did, but you know what? Okay, fine. Somebody said, guys, why are we lying? Who, me or him? I'm not lying.
You are definitely lying.
I'm not lying.
Mom,
but Owen didn't even know that the bowl was gone. Somebody said, wash it every time you shower, Owen.
Hey, that's actually a solution.
That's ridiculous.
Now, hold on. It is a big bowl.
Rasha from Oak Creek said, Allie isn't the jerk. This is a mom's last resort. If Owen wants the bowl, he should wash it. Okay, so I hid the giant bowl that Owen loves to make Caesar salad in because I'm tired of cleaning it. I'm tired of it taking up the whole dishwasher.
Rather than teaching him a lesson,
I'm telling you today.
Yeah, rather than teaching me a lesson.
But let me tell you something. We're going to go to the phones, but if I come down and I see that thing in the sink, it's going in the trash.
No! That's what my parents did.
See? Owen, we're going to go to the phones.
Don't you look at me on this one, boy.
Quiet.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Nope. Mic off. Don't look at
Goodbye.
Me.
Goodbye. We'll talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for stealing? Actually, yes. Not.
Chill out, bro.
Really is my kid. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite salad bowl? He loves to make Caesar salad. My almost 14-year-old, going to be 14 on the 25th.
Wow.
And Owen, you didn't know I was hiding your favorite bowl because I got sick of washing it.
Oh, yeah. You don't know a lot of stuff of what I do.
Like what?
I don't want to talk about
I was going to say, my boy, you better watch
yourself. I have a list if you want me to go down it.
I do, actually. Uh-oh. I'll wait. Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the phones.
I was going to say, I got time today, too. What's up?
Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite salad bowl? Let's go to Sonia in Milwaukee first and see what she thinks. Hi, Sonia.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Hi. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Good morning. Do you think I'm the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite bowl since I'm sick of washing it?
I got to say, as a mother of 5 kids, no, you're not.
This is it, girl. Mama bear to mama bear.
Thank you, Mama Bear. Go on. Why?
What? Because they're already big enough to know how to clean after themselves.
That's right.
True.
Another, we as a mother get so tired of repeating ourselves about cleaning after themselves and how we had to do everything after we work. You got to do other stuff that we got to take care of, too.
You're right.
And for them to be big enough and not to clean after themselves?
Yep.
No.
Y'all hear the moms turning the radio up?
The radio up? That part. And you know what else?
It's not getting louder on accident. Moms are turning the radio up, y'all.
I love it how Owen's turning around, acting like he can't hear us right now.
Why is it so loud in here?
I'm just looking at my love.
Okay, so Owen, this is what I do want to say for you is that I do want to say something nice about my son.
What?
Because I'm railing him right now. I will say Owen is my one child. Yeah, I said what I said, Hudson, who actually will go out of his way to clean his room once in a while and vacuum it. And I'm talking top to bottom, the correct clean.
Oh, he clean.
So
like, not just tidy, clean.
It's hard to find stuff when there's plushies all over the place.
He's also my only kid who gets up and gets in the shower without being asked. So
comes with age.
I'll give him that he is very clean overall. But
you better say thank you. My mom never gave me props.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Thank you.
So thank you for, cleaning your room and
she
showering
my
without
greatness.
I do. I love that you shower without asking, but I am not the jerk according to Sonia. So thank
and
you, Sonia.
And Sonia starts it, kicks it off. Appreciate you, my man.
Bye.
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth. You can't change your answer now.
I was trying to say something nice because you are my child and I love you and I don't want to be like all negative railing on you because you do a lot of
great.
You're
not railing on me.
Well, okay. Well, do you want me to turn it up a notch? Or, I mean,
oh, yeah, I dare
no,
you
to. No, you don't. Okay, so.
You can't hurt a squirrel with your words.
Okay, thank you. So let's go to our next caller. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite salad bowl because I'm sick of washing it and it takes up too much space in the sink and the dishwasher? Kate the Great in East Troy got her own theme song called 5 days in a row.
Morning.
Hi, Kate.
Let's go Brewers.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Hey.
Somebody Brewers. Called me the jerk on the text line. They said I'm the jerk. Instead of being tired of washing it, let him wash it. He's about to be 14.
I'm telling
and you're
you.
Enabling him to be a man child for his future partner one day, making him difficult. You're not wrong.
Thank you. Yeah. And I love the
mom.
That's what I'm saying.
This is why men end up in relationships needing a mom. No, you're right.
I love the mama bear here going in and saving you and saying yes. And, you know, Kate the Great, I don't even know what you're about to say. Sorry for cutting you off, but whoever texted that is exactly on point. You're chopping your legs,
his legs
out from under him.
All right, you're right. Go on, Kate the Great Jerker, not the jerk for hiding his favorite bowl.
All right. I got a 13-year-old. And let me tell you, Owen, I'm super impressed that you know how to make your own Caesar salad, because that can be hard for kids,
that
right?
That is true.
I'm so good.
Mm-hmm. Owen's quite the little chef.
I know, Owen, you're so good, but here's the question I have. What's easier than making a Caesar salad? Washing your bowl.
Ooh.
Put it away, clean it. If you're making Caesar salads, come on.
You can wash the bowl.
3 minutes to wash that bowl.
It's the Caesar salad dressing.
It's the responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's all that's really caked on. It is that dressing. You're right.
Hold on, you guys. Maybe I am the jerk. Maybe this is where the mom guilt kicks in. I'm like, maybe I didn't tell him enough times to wash the bowl. I don't know.
You actually didn't tell me zilch.
I don't know about that.
I highly doubt that.
To wash the bowls when I was making oatmeal. You never said anything.
No. I didn't say wash the bowls when you were making oatmeal. I said rinse out.
I know
the
you're not looking right now, Daddy. Hold on. Oh, stop it because I know. You're not looking
Let
at your mom
DZ
and saying,
talk.
No, my mom told me to wash the bowl when I made oatmeal, not Caesar salad.
No.
Like, you're not supposed to wash it, period.
And
let me defend myself.
Okay, go.
You see, I just transmitted that information over to making Caesar salad. Just rinse out the bowl because that's all you taught me.
Fine. I'm teaching you today. The reason you rinse out the oatmeal bowl is because it gets stuck on there if you don't rinse it. And I got so sick and tired of cleaning the bowls that one day I had a big mom tantrum where I threw everything in the sink and I said, I'm sick and tired of cleaning these.
Here's what Allie.
You know that freak out? I had that.
I know what's happening. And this isn't a solution, but I know what's happening. Allie. They never went past to just rinse it out when mom washes it later. They don't know that there's a later part to that.
You rinse it out
just so it doesn't get all sticky and icky. You rinse it before you wash it if you're smart, so it doesn't get stuck on. You now have to learn the wash bar, Poppy.
Yeah.
You got to put a sponge and some soap to it.
Honestly, Kate the Great,
because he doesn't know there's a post rinse.
He was rinsing it for the dishwasher.
I understand fully.
Well, then you got to do it. You're going to wash it from here on out.
You can get one of those little posters that are at restaurants that teach the people how to wash the dishes.
He doesn't need that, girl, please.
There's YouTube if you don't know how to use it.
Girl, if he can vacuum his room and clean it up, he can figure out how to wash a bowl. Give me a break.
Absolutely.
Love
you, Kate.
Bye. Appreciate you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love.
All right, last but not least, let's go to Ariana in West Dallas. I want to know if I'm the jerk for basically getting rid of Owen's favorite bowl and hiding it because it was too big and got on my nerves. I was sick of washing it.
Stop putting it in your favor.
Okay, DZ, it's like if you were to cook soup every day and you use the giant soup pan
and put it
in the dishwasher every time, you'd have no room for anything else.
Looking like a witch's
ladle.
Buenos dias.
That's how I feel about this bowl. Hi, Ariana.
Hi. Right. Hi, Hudson. Hi, Owen.
What up?
Hudson's currently on the couch.
Yeah, Hudson's ignoring us. Hudson's not even in this.
I see that.
But Owen's here. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite bowl from him?
Girl, no. I don't think if you had not brought it up, I don't think he would have noticed.
Ooh, that's a fair point.
Honestly, he didn't. That's why I think it's so funny
that's
here.
Owen, would you have noticed if we weren't talking about it right here, right now, you wouldn't have even known it was gone, would you?
Could have just thrown it
out.
In fact, you know what's funny? I used it yesterday, and I just didn't know it was there.
It was the you didn't realize
it
was a different one?
He didn't use it. There's two balls.
He doesn't even know there's two balls.
He
doesn't
know that.
Oh, my
gosh. No, what are you guys talking about?
There's two balls and one's
not.
Okay, sure, I bought them. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll
just say this. Tell me more.
Mom, there's one glass bowl and one
no, there's two glass bowls. There's two glass.
He said what?
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know because I hid one. There's two.
Oh, Papa, you're losing.
I've never seen
it. Just give up, man. You're losing this one. Oh, trust me. Oh, my soul, you're losing this one.
I don't think he would have noticed, to be honest with you.
Ariana, you're so right. Nope. Nope, he would not. He didn't even. He doesn't even know there's two of them. He doesn't even know there's two.
No, no. That doesn't make any sense because I've never seen two in there.
Exactly, because you don't wash the dishes. You've never seen two at a time. You've only seen one.
Yep.
All right. I love you, Owen. Ariana, I love you too. Have a great day.
Bye. You guys have a wonderful day, bye.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
See,
love, Brad. Hey, yo, you swept out. Not
he's
the
having this moment now where he's confused. He's like, there's two bowls. I'm like, oh, there's two
there
bowls.
There is a ceramic one and a glass one. There's
okay,
not
on.
Two glass.
I'll show you both bowls when we get home. There's two glass, and I hid one. Okay.
The way I know you're going to lose this is so crazy because I've lost many of these battles versus my mom and my wife.
I'm going to just take you. We need an unbiased Poppy. Party.
Poppy. There's no unbiased party.
Everyone loves you.
Man to man. Hey, listen.
That's a lie. A lot of people don't like me, actually. Actually, I'll give you a list.
I don't love her.
Forget you, DZ.
Hey,
forget
my man.
You. That's it.
See, I got you at the end of the day, folks. I got you at the end of the
forget
day.
Forget both of y'all. Okay, Owen, thanks for being a part of Am I the Jerk.
Nah, but for real, Owen, as a man, you're going to lose that one. So
yeah,
just
and I
let
love
it go.
You, but
no.
we have to move on. Thank you so much. Okay, DZ, and thank you, Owen. You're done now. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good.
We are very busy for the next, like, 15 minutes. You guys, this is about to get crazy.
It's about to fly.
We have a huge concert announcement in 7 minutes and counting, and I cannot wait to tell you who is coming to town. It is so exciting.
I feel like we should have sparklers or something.
We should, but we're on the radio, so nobody would see them. Okay,
it's
so
for us.
Not only are we going to tell you who's coming to town, we have tickets. So to get you through the next 6 minutes now before we make that announcement, let's give away some Fright Fest tickets to Six Flags Great America. Yes, this is going to be back to back, you guys. Fright Fest tickets and then a huge concert announcement with tickets to that concert. Nobody in the city has them. They don't even know what's happening yet. 414-533-1037. This is for Fright Fest tickets. You can win both, by the way. Fright Fest at Six Flags. Four passes if you are caller 30 right now. 414-533-1037. Okay, we're not leaving the radio for the next 3 minutes because I cannot wait for this concert announcement.
Oh, my
like,
Lord.
We're here until we can officially announce it at 8 a.m. All right.
Are you sure we're doing this?
Yes. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Huge, huge concert announcement happening in 3 minutes or less. And we've got tickets to the announcement. But first, we're giving away Fright Fest tickets because we're on fire this morning. Alex is in Milwaukee. Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you ever been to Fright Fest at Six Flags?
I have a very long time ago.
Also, it's time.
I haven't been in a while, so I'm yep. Very excited.
Well, now you're going back, girl, because you are calling 30. Woo! Alex,
thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome.
Welcome.
You got four tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America 2025. By day, little monsters can enjoy spooktacular fun at Kids Boo Fest, but when the sun goes down, the thrill turns into chills. Dare to ride coasters in the dark. I'm sorry, I'm reading everything.
I know.
They sent
I see
me.
Your hands. You all
face
looking
terrifying
like Maleficent,
scare
bro.
Zones. Encounter hair-raising shows and spine-chilling haunted houses. Are you brave enough to take on Fright Fest?
Nope. Well, not anymore. I'm scared now. I'm a scaredy cat. I used to love it, though. Fright Fest used to be my jam, absolute jam.
Well,
yes.
We're going. Save on tickets now at sixflags.com. Woo. All right, Alex, you are officially going to Fright Fest. We hope you have a great time.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome, bro.
Wait,
appreciate you
both.
Hold on. Before we let you go, since we already have you on the phone,
yep.
Do you have any guesses what the big concert announcement is that we're going to do in
2 minutes? I don't.
I'm
terrible at guessing, but I was very serious.
Let's play. Let's guess, because we're not going to tell you for 2 more minutes.
Take one guess.
So,
why not?
Do you have an idea? What venue do you think this artist or artiste is coming to?
I am assuming Pfizer Forum.
Good guess, though.
Pfizer Forum. What's another big place for concerts in Milwaukee?
I can only think of the Rave, really, but like those are like my two big ones.
Let's
go
to another big venue for concerts in the city of Milwaukee.
Hmm. Oh, they are building that new one next to Fiserv. Yeah. That FPC
nope,
spot.
Not that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Nope, I thought
maybe the first show there. Nope.
Wow. You couldn't even come up with Summerfest? Come on, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot
come
about
on.
It. Like
wow.
A homebody.
That's it. This game
she
sucks.
Said, hey, no, hey, shout out to Alex. So she
it's
said,
early.
I'm a homebody and it's early. Come on now. Give me some credit. I just won tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest. My mind ain't in the right spot. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me get some coffee, girl.
In fairness, it is October, so you weren't thinking about summer.
That part.
But
fair.
In 1 minute, we're giving you a big, big announcement about somebody that's coming to Summerfest.
Dun, 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 dun,
and then we've got tickets. Would you like to get before we put you off the phone, Alex?
I already guessed wrong.
She
already
said, I'm done, girl. I'm done. I'm going to take my tickets and go.
No guesses.
I already won these. Let's go. Bye.
Okay, bye, Alex. Somebody will be in touch. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Much love. Bye.
We just got the email. It's official. Are you ready to announce who's coming to Summerfest 2026, baby? Let's go. Owen doesn't know. I only told Hudson.
No, don't say it. Please don't say it.
Your mic is not on, Owen.
We're at work, man.
We're working.
What you trying to do?
Do you have a guess before we...
Yeah.
I haven't told him anything.
Yep.
Who is your guess?
Taylor Swift.
That's
ooh,
a good,
good
one.
Guess, good guess.
That's
but
a
no.
very good
no.
one. Hudson, don't say a word.
Okay.
I can tell you it is not Taylor Swift.
Huh?
Owen, do you have one? It's a huge artist coming to Summerfest. Come on. We already know Ed Sheeran's coming. It's not Ed Sheeran. Come on. It's a Kiss artist.
Can I get a Kiss artist?
A Kiss FM artist. Mm-hmm. But you might hear them in other genres nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rihanna?
Oh, I wish it was Rihanna.
I mean, I've recently seen them for the first time ever.
She's just rage baiting us at this point.
Let's go back to the drum roll, DZ. Where were we? Because we're giving away tickets.
Yeah, seriously. Come on, man.
Okay, now it's me and DZ. Back to us.
Yeah.
Coming to Summerfest 2026. Post Malone! Woo! Let's go! Post Malone is coming to Summerfest! He's coming to Summerfest!
What happened, son?
If you don't like it, get out of my studio. Yeah, I thought you. Now you stay in here because he knows what's good for him. No, seriously, you guys.
They leave.
This is so exciting, DZ. When they told us Post Malone was coming to Summerfest, I got so excited. He is going to be here.
Huge news.
June 27th, which means we've got Ed Sheeran and Post Malone
in
the same weekend.
The same weekend.
What?
Ed Sheeran's on the 25th. Post Malone's on the 27th of June. And we're sending somebody every day this week on Ali and DZ. So
power move.
Nobody in the city has tickets to Post Malone. We're playing a Postie song or we're fired, okay?
I mean, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You see it ready, right?
Yes, 414-533-1037. So Post Malone coming to town June 27th to Summerfest. We're so excited.
So many tings.
And you could be going if you are caller 30. How about that? 414-533-1037. What a big day. Stop it, boys. We're having way too much fun in the studio. We don't need my children fighting in the background.
Yeah.
Huge concert announcement just got announced on Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We just announced Post Malone is coming to Summerfest. This is
coming to Milwaukee, dog.
Huge. So we're giving away Post Malone tickets every single day this week on Ali and DZ because somebody's got to win them.
Because that's how we do, man. Somebody's getting the first pair in the city, and it might not be you, but somebody is.
I am so excited. Post Malone headlining Summerfest Saturday, June 27th with special guest Carter Faith. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10, but let's talk to Mary in Burlington right now. Hi,
morning,
Mary.
Mary. Buenos dias.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Have you ever won anything on Kiss FM before?
No. I never even get to the ringtone.
So first time for everything, right? Because you're
big
trying to win.
Wow.
What a time to be alive because you are caller 30.
Yeah.
Mary in Burlington.
What a way to start the day right there.
Nobody has tickets to this thing but you in the whole city.
I do.
Yeah, she said I do.
Literally.
She said clock it.
Girl, you're welcome because I can promise you 7 minutes after this got announced, nobody has tickets but you in this city right now. So Mary in Burlington, you can tell everybody for the rest of your life, I got the first tickets to Post Malone at Summerfest for 2026.
I will do just that.
Hell yeah,
that
girl.
That will be my you know, when you introduce yourself, my about me.
She wants it to be her theme song and her in her bio.
Have you ever seen Post in concert?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. I've seen him.
You're going to enjoy. And the hubby's coming with. You a dope wife, because I would have definitely not been taking him.
I've seen him twice. DZ's seen him once with Jelly Roll this past summer, yep. And it's phenomenal. Oh. So it's such a good show.
Good show.
Post Malone.
Well, thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Somebody will be in touch with those tickets, and we'll see you next summer at Summerfest.
Perfect. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
That's a sellout right there. I mean, guaranteed. Talk about stocking stuffers, Christmas gifts, Post Malone.
I mean, between now and next summer, that somebody else's birthday is going to hit. Oh, yeah, mine, Allie. Now you know what to get me. If you let me make it real. By me posting tickets for Summerfest.
Every time we talk to Jared from Summerfest and all of our friends at Summerfest, I'm like, yo, let me pick the lineup.
What's up?
Because I have some few people
when do
at
these
my sleep.
Music meetings happen, and how do we pull up to the room? Because we got ideas.
They heard me this year because we already got Ed Sheeran and Post Malone. Yeah. It's over.
Who's next? Oh, my goodness.
It's over. That whole weekend is going to be on fire at Summerfest.
If this is how aggressive they're coming on just like the first couple announces.
Post Malone and Ed Sheeran, are you kidding me? And Garth Brooks, two nights to open up, which I don't even care about Garth Brooks, but he's huge.
I'm definitely scared of literally every announcement that's to come. And I mean deaf for my ears, because I'm going to be at almost every day. And not dead like dead, deaf like dead, like I can't hear. Yeah.
Amen to that. Well, every day this week, we will have Post Malone tickets between 8 and 9 o'clock single day.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. Ooh, I got all the feels right now. So, tickets on sale Friday at 10. There you go. The big announcement, Post Malone. Was it who you thought it was going to be?
Yes.
Everybody's texting and loving this. Post Malone.
My therapist, one of my therapists, I should say, for PT for my knee surgery, mm-hmm. right? We were just like kind of talk about it. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we got some cool news. And I didn't tell her who it was by any means, mm-hmm. right? But she was like, oh, is it exciting? And I was like, yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be excited about it. She was like, oh, can you tell me? And I was like, sorry, girl. Can't tell you. Can't spill this tea.
Not happening. Well, now you can tell everyone that we had all the secrets. Whoever texted in.
Oh, they listened. They heard
it. We need Justin Bieber. Hey, he owes us he canceled twice.
You keep your fingers crossed. Allie will keep her fingers crossed. The boys will keep their fingers crossed. I'll keep my fingers crossed, because I think that'd be a great one for the city. The Biebs?
For sure.
Yeah, why not?
But I'm happy. I mean, Post Malone and Ed Sheeran, I'm already content.
That's what I said. Listen, Summerfest is already coming out swinging haymakers. Sheesh. I am definitely scared for the year of announces.
I know. I'm ready for this. All right. Officially, you know now, Post Malone coming to Summerfest 2026 on the 27th. Tickets all week long after 8 o'clock with Allie and DZ.
You heard it here first. Mm-hmm. You want them here first, Poppy.
You're welcome. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning, it's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Oh, I forgot my children are here as well, because they're off school today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they was here. They'd gotten kind of quiet.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Hudson and Owen. We've had quite a show. We announced that
I don't even think Owen cares anymore.
Well, that's okay. We announced that Post Malone is going to be at Summerfest. We just announced that huge announcement in the city this morning.
Celebrating that one.
Tickets go on sale Friday, but we've got them all week long between 8 and 9 on Allie and DZ. Shout out to Marion Burlington, first one to ever win the tickets.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Very welcome.
Very exciting. And Fright Fest tickets, which we also gave away right after Am I the Jerk this morning. But we're back. So Owen and Hudson, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
What
You're
happens?
Welcome.
Look at this. At like 8 a.m.
Is this what happens with little boys? Because you know my boys, you know, 2 and 4. I don't see these stages yet. But is
they
this what happens?
They come in at 6. They're full of energy. By
is this
eight,
10 years from
by
me?
By 8, they're done. They're like, yeah, can we go home now? That was enough for us. We got enough of the radio in. We're Hard. Over it. But I'm very excited because one of their former teachers stopped by today.
Dun, 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 dun.
Carrie and Waukesha, good morning. Come over here since they're being... You can go over by Hudson if you want and talk on his mic.
Take whichever mic you want.
This is
Take
so crazy.
Even.
Carrie, thanks for coming in. She came by to visit us because she needed to drop off some games, but she also taught both of my children. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You were their third grade teacher, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, you did a great job.
And they love you. They love you. Have to talk into the microphone, Owen. We're on the radio.
That was COVID for me.
It was COVID. She was his teacher during COVID, which was even weirder.
Oh, you were the COVID teacher.
Yeah.
Bless your soul.
The half virtual.
Now, the COVID babies are now going into 4K, hence, you know, why Sammy's in 4K this year. So, yeah. Oh, man.
So, you came by because you make all of these things. How do you make these Tetris games, Carrie, that you make us? How do you even make these?
We use our 3D printer.
Okay, DZ's always like, man, these 3D printers are awesome, man. So basically, I don't even know what a 3D printer is, but I know that Owen and Hudson would come home with the coolest things ever that you would make them when they were your students. Like, you made, like, one of them, like, a gorilla. And I was like, I didn't realize you could make toys with a... How do you make a toy with a printer? Like, that blows my mind.
You got the right coding,
bro.
So she knew about 3D printing before 3D printing was cool.
Wait, you have to have coding?
Yeah, basically.
I didn't know that much.
You have to have files downloaded for it. So there's different like databases that you can use to download the different items. So you can do like toys, fidgets. I know there's people that will do different hardware parts for things.
How much is a 3D printer? Like real talk.
They've gotten cheaper.
One of them is like $300.
That's
but
it?
Then when you want to get like four or more filaments added to it, then it's going to be a lot more in price.
Yeah, okay.
If you're trying to be good at it, it's a grip.
So you buy the 3D printer, let's say, for $300, and then you have to buy the filaments or what you use to make the toys that go. It's like, what is that, like a type of material? What is that?
Yeah, it's a plastic, so it's on a spool, and then you also have to buy the nozzles for it too. So
where do you get those?
Online.
Ah,
at least that's what I know of. I don't know where you can get it in
Hudson,
person.
Hudson, you can use that microphone right there since Owen's not paying any attention. Yes, Hudson.
Well, of course, you're not one of those generic people on Amazon selling those cool 3D printed dragons because no one wants those.
Whoa, speak for yourself.
Wait.
I'm no one then because I want some
of
those.
The only reason he grabbed the mic was to rip on something he didn't like?
I'm turning the mic off.
Wait, what kinds of things do you make? Do you sell them then?
Yeah, we sell them.
And what kind of things do you make? You made us a Kiss FM Tetris game. This is crazy.
By far the hit of the party at every party that we ever have at our house, and we don't have parties. We just have people like come hang out.
You have game nights.
We have game nights. And everybody's like, hey, y'all trying to play that Tetris game? Hey, you guys want to play the Tetris game?
Yeah.
Can we play the Tetris game? The kids love it, which annoys me because then we try
they
to really hard not
it.
Lose the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But you are dope because that game actually has made plenty of nights. That
it's good.
Saved plenty of nights where you're like, oh, what are we doing?
For
Tetris.
Once, I felt old when I realized you could literally print a toy on a printer. And that was, it sounds crazy coming from our generation, but I'm like, oh, you literally just put plastic into a printer and it prints out a real toy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
The Doodle Bob concept came to real life for real. Yeah, like you just now print whatever you could have toy and it comes to life.
It feels futuristic.
It is.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's a little scary.
It's weird.
It's slightly scary.
That's really cool, though.
You can print anything on a 3D printer.
And you can sell this stuff online.
Yeah. We have an Etsy shop, so we sell our items that we make on there, but we also do craft shows as well.
Smart.
And then I bring stuff into the office. I have a Mandalorian helmet that you can actually wear that has cat ears on it.
Printed it?
All right.
Yeah, so that one took like 42 hours.
I already know the topic. The topic is side hustles right now, 414. And I got my own 414-533-1037.
I ain't gonna lie, you late to the party.
Do you know what I started my side hustle back this weekend?
What?
You're gonna be shocked. Do you know what I filmed?
Your side hustle.
I filmed me cooking.
Ooh.
I haven't posted it yet.
Yeah.
But boy, when I do.
Are you finally gonna make another TikTok?
I did. I made a TikTok.
I'm proud of you. You've been talking about that.
Look at Hudson's face.
First time in 2 years.
He knows.
3 years.
3 years? It's been 3 years?
3 years since I let the TikTok.
Damn.
I don't know. Yeah.
Why'd I make you stop cooking?
You didn't.
Well, I feel personally attacked because we've been rocking 3 years.
I know. Well, maybe it was you. No, it was 2.5. I stopped my recipe videos on TikTok. People love them because they're like, what does she eat? She lost 150 pounds. And that became a little side hustle for me.
Yeah.
And then I stopped. So I'm getting back into it. So, yes, Hudson.
How many followers did you have again?
How many did I or do I? I don't know. I have to pull up TikTok to tell. And it's going to pull it up for me because it hears me talking right now.
Probably.
What's your side hustle? DZ, you want to start a Colombian food truck?
Yeah, I don't want that to be my side hustle. That's when I'm ready to quit doing everything else.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'm done doing everything else.
Oh.
The second I have my food truck, everything else is a wrap. Bye.
Okay, yeah. All right. What's your side hustle? Is it making games like Carrie?
Ooh.
Do you make games?
I don't do it. My husband does it. I do tumblers and epoxy art.
What?
See, y'all are just creatives and like active doers. You guys are tinkerers and artistic.
Oh, no, somebody just followed me on TikTok. Hold on, I didn't post it yet.
Well, they're just getting ready for it.
I'll
contestant tonight.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
My bad. All right, 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next. Surprised you didn't say the Bucks were your side hustle, DZ.
I mean, there was so much going on, I didn't get the chance to, but that is my side
hustle.
Well,
I brought up the food truck, and you're like, no, absolutely not. I'm going to do that on its own.
Yeah, that's when I'm ready to quit everything, and then the conversation kept rolling off. But yeah, the Bucks is my side hustle. That's
absolutely
exactly it. Yeah,
DZ's being an in-game host. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We're talking about your side hustles because my son's former teacher, she makes stuff with her 3D printer, a Carrie and Waukesha, and she made us a Kiss FM Tetris over here that we've been playing with, which is wild. So we're going to talk about games, but I'm like, screw it. What's your side hustle?
Because that technically is part of their side hustle. Oh. You know, they're artistic. They make stuff with their hands.
People always want to know how to make more money.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a side hustle, it feels like. And if you don't, you're missing out. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Marissa in West Dallas this morning. Hi, Marissa.
Morning. Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's your side hustle?
So I actually started this in COVID when I was pregnant, and I started posting on TikTok some of my drawings that I did on my iPad, and I turned them into stickers with my Cricut. Ooh. And I just blew up and went viral. So then I expanded to crystals and stationery products, pens, notepads.
Are you a crystal girly now?
How much are you making a year now on your business? You don't have
don't
to
lie.
Give me a general. Like, is it
100K?
I'm proud of you.
Stop, 100K?
Off of doodling some stickers on the Cricut, son.
Amazing.
That's a side hustle.
It came to the point where I had to start outsourcing the stickers.
I was going
to
say, you hiring? I do.
She needs help. Yeah. She needs help.
Carrie over here like, what up, girl?
Discrepancy? I don't think so. Sorry.
Hey, wow. She said, dude, after you talked all that talk on Bluey,
there is so much money to be made online. It is crazy, man. Gee, and if you just get the right following and the right people and you go with whatever it is,
six
it
figures
works.
For stickers and it fun works. She's having her fun, dude. Mm-hmm. She's just literally doing her own thing.
You gotta put those headphones on, Carrie, because the boys aren't listening. Owen and Hudson have checked out of the conversation. You know why? Because they can't get a paycheck. That's why
I'm clashing.
So now it's back.
I'm clashing.
Okay, enough, Hudson. Enough. Anyway, go out of the studio right now, please, both of you.
Nah, we proud of you, Marissa.
That's
because
amazing.
That's huge.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool to be able to support my boys.
Yeah.
Definitely named my business after my first son, and then my second son's actually named Owen, which is actually kind of funny.
Aww. Aww,
what a good name.
What's the name of the business? You already know. Just throw it out there.
It's Avery Designs on TikTok.
That's cool.
She doesn't need us, but
no,
hey,
she don't. Not
she's
at
making
all.
100K.
Listen, I'll always take the extra, you know, boost in sales.
That's love, bro. That's love. I know that's right.
Crystals right now, I'm trying to overload that I overbought. So if y'all want some crystals, please.
She said liquidation sale.
You're
look
funny. Well, you can hire Carrie in Waukesha, who's in here, my kid's former teacher, if you need her.
You said talking about outsourcing. Hit her up.
Hit her up. All
nah,
right,
Marissa, great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Marissa. Bye.
Bye.
We're talking about your side hustles. Let's go to...
Such a side hustle, she made it her main hustle. Look at that.
Seriously, Paige is in South Milwaukee. Let's go to her. Hi, Paige. Good morning. Jinx.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. I want to know how much money you're making and what you're making. That's what I... What's your side
what's
hustle?
Your side hustle?
Spill it.
So actually, I haven't made anything yet. I just opened my little business.
Awesome.
Good for you.
But it is after my son. My son is 12. He's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I make weighted lap pads and weighted blankets for special needs individuals.
I love this.
Nice.
Oh, I love this for all needs individuals. Uh-huh. We got weighted blankets, lap pads.
Wait,
I didn't know about the lap pads.
Did you actually start the business, or did you decide at this moment as we're talking about side hustles?
Oh, no. I started it. I have my website. I have a TikTok. I have an Instagram. I have a Facebook. I have my little office in Franklin.
You ready to roll?
So, no,
dang.
Good for you.
Business cards, all of it. Yeah.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I've never heard of lap pads, but we love the weighted blankets. And honestly, mm-hmm. for anybody with any type of sensory stuff,
yep.
mwah, chef's kiss.
I can't stand the weighted blankets, but my kids love them.
No.
Owen loves them.
Well, and so what I do is I customize it. It's a specialized, you can pick out the fabric that you want if your kid likes Mickey Mouse or, you know, Paw Patrol.
Well, that's what makes it special.
Yeah.
Is you specialize in what you're talking about doing. Yeah.
And the right way, too. You got to make sure it's the right way because you can't just be having no random kid with a 20-pound weighted blanket that's not the right size for him. Yeah. No, seriously, Paige.
And then... Yeah, and then I have some other sensory items, too, that I'm going to be coming out with. So it's
well, not an ad, but let us know. And thank you very much for calling today, Paige.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's Calming Creations. So if anybody wants to look me up, yes.
I will.
Love you.
Appreciate you, Paige.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Much love. Bye.
Somebody said, who has time for a side hustle? Wish I could.
Honestly, dog, you better have side hustles at this point in time. If you only got one grind in all your gears,
dude,
I don't
the second
know how
you
doing
see
it.
Money, you'll start caring about the side hustle.
You
that's once it starts making money. Let's go to Angel in Racine. We'll see what Angel's gonna say. Hi, Angel. Good morning.
Morning, buenos dias.
Good morning, guys.
All right, holla at us.
We're talking side hustles. Somebody, Anna from Milwaukee, said I make jewelry. Okay, she got an Etsy store. Nice. What do you do?
So I'm a Lyft driver, as you guys know, and
nice.
My side hustle is giving like rides under the table, but I don't make a lot because people don't want to pay unless it's in the app.
Oh, really?
Wait.
She goes gorilla taxi.
I'm on the radio 5 days in a row. So.
You're trying to make money. So wait a second.
Because I don't have the heart. I don't have the heart to say, no, you have to pay this much.
Yeah.
Because in this world, you've got to help one another out.
Fair. Somebody gets in the car and goes, listen, I can't get the Uber, but I got $4. Can you take me to wherever?
Mm-hmm.
You might do
most
that.
Most of the time, I'm going to say yes.
Wow.
Okay, listen, Angel.
You're just a nice person.
You are a nice person, but let's make sure you don't get taken advantage of, okay?
Yeah, it's called a boss. It said side hustle, not side scam.
Don't be too nice because you should be getting paid. If you're working, you should be getting paid.
Well, I hope everybody hears that. That gets into my vehicle.
I hope you hear this. Angel, stop saying yes.
I hope everybody, girl. You.
You're the one who stops and sets the boundaries. You're working here, you know?
$5 minimums, okay?
Mm-hmm. We support you, Angel. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tito in Milwaukee said, man, everybody has these awesome side hustles with great motives, and I'm like, my side hustle is streaming while I play video games. That's a side
great.
Hustle.
I wish that was honestly, if
Isn't,
I could do that. that as a side hustle, that'd be dope. I suck at video games.
You mean like have like Twitch or something on, so you're literally just streaming?
Buddy, like your kid is doing right now, but instead he's got a camera recording his gameplay and his face, so he's got reaction. Stupid. Bro, people get paid big bucks. We talk about six figures. We was proud of Marissa over here making stickers. This man could be making seven figures just being good at a stupid laptop game.
Yes, Owen.
If you want to get into good games, I can get
No, we're not talking. Okay, never mind.
Okay, and see?
See,
no. Nope.
This is why I didn't go down the game route.
See?
Yep. We would end up on some random video game. We're actually talking about side hustles, Owen. Like when you mow the lawn and I give you cash and don't tell your brother.
That's a side hustle.
That's a side hustle.
Main hustle I want to do.
What's that?
I want to get an internship here.
Well, ooh, you know what? I love it that you want to intern here, but yeah, you're going to have to be in college first.
Yeah. Ah, shucks. Otherwise, it's just child labor, but hey, it don't count because you're our kids.
This is it. Yeah. You're interning right now.
This is it.
Congrats. We're talking side hustles.
Well, welcome to an internship.
That's your problem. Yeah, internships don't pay a lot of the times either. Last but not least, Lori's in Milwaukee this morning. One of our regulars, the OG at Timmerman Airport. Somebody said they'd watch you stream, DZ.
Y'all don't want to watch me stream. I am not entertaining like that. I get too serious and then my tongue sticks out. I don't talk to the camera. I just look goofy. Anywho, OG.
Hey, Lori.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Epa, buenos dias.
You should start a dog walking service for your side hustle the way you love dogs, Lori.
Honestly, though.
No. Honestly.
You know what? That's my side hustle. It's cleaning dog fur, but I don't get paid for it.
Well, and that ain't a side hustle.
Legit, my house gets vacuumed and swept and mopped like three times a day. No joke. Lord. When they're in heavy shedding, you got to.
Mm-hmm. So what is your side hustle then?
Picking up fur.
I don't have one. I was calling because back in the day, my mom had a couple side hustles that were quite unique, and I'm sure nobody's doing them now.
Like what?
Well, the first thing she would do is she would make like teddy bears at Christmas time and bunnies at Easter time out of cotton balls.
No way. Them? And people would buy them, wouldn't they? Unbelievable. Yeah. It's probably garbage and they'd still buy them, dude. Oh, wow.
She would go to the craft store and she would get like, you know, those little googly eyes and she would glue the eyes on them. She would put like a bow tie made out of felt on the bunny.
First grade art, dude. Like, are you kidding me right now?
But you know, presents, that gave stuff.
My mom sold them for like $5 a piece back in the 70s.
$5 a piece?
Which would be like 30 now, by the way. Oh,
I did the conversion.
They were great. They were amazing.
How big were they?
They were like maybe like a 12-inch figure, but it was made out of bigger. Cotton balls and felt.
I was imagining a tiny bunny. She was making big bunnies.
I can see our friend Carrie in here with her brain moving like, well, people want to buy cotton balls. I'll sell them.
For 30 bucks a pop nowadays.
That's crazy.
You know, and back in the day, a bag of cotton balls was, what, 50 cents?
At most.
And then she would buy, like, the teddy bears, she would put a top hat, a scarf, and mittens on them for Christmas time.
Jeez.
And like I said, the bunny, she would put bow ties on.
That's
and then
crazy.
Her second side hustle, she would make homemade pasties and homemade chocolate suckers and go around and sell them to the corner bars.
Oh my gosh.
Your mom made Tootsie Pops? Your mom made homemade Tootsie Pops?
The pasties, food.
But then
right?
She said also chocolate suckers. I've never had a chocolate sucker in my life. Pasties are delicious.
She would do both.
You know, UP empanadas, as far as I'm concerned.
UP
right,
empanada.
Basically, that's what it is. She would do like ground beef with the potatoes and onions in the pasties, or she would do chicken ones. Mm. She would do Italian ones, and she would sell them to the corner bars, and they would just throw them in like you know the pizza. Ovens
smart.
That they
make them like
yeah,
a pizza,
pasty is a turnover pastry. I know.
I love pasties. Yes, I love me some pasties.
And then she would also make like because my mom was a big candy maker and a baker and everything, and
You're
she would
me
make
hungry. Jeez.
Like, solid when did we stop talking about side hustles and just start talking about food?
Now I'm
OG.
Hungry. Now let's order food. Forget about the side hustles. Like
Thank
now
you.
We need to make money to order the food.
Yep.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Oh, just trying to put Post Malone being announced up. Oh, so exciting! He's coming to Summerfest, and we're gonna have tickets all week long on Allie and DZ. We already gave some. some away. We'll have more tomorrow between 8 and 9 a.m.
Some people might have missed it, right? And like an hour ago, they were busy, still getting in the car, still waking up, still getting the coffee, still whatever. Still late now. Don't be late tomorrow.
Between Ed Sheeran and Post Malone both playing the same weekend at Summerfest, I've officially lost my mind.
And crazy.
In fact, you know what? My kids are in here. We don't need to talk to them right now. Go to your father's that weekend. I'm having a party.
Hey.
Dude, they're not even listening.
They don't care.
Owen and Hudson were off school today, so they came in. But this is the point of the show where they're over it.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
They don't care anymore.
They asked me twice if I'd take them home. Yeah.
They're still talking in the background while we're on the air.
They are at least being brotherly.
Are you out of your mind?
They're being brotherly, and they love each other. Boy, y'all, don't make me cut this mic on y'all.
Out.
Get out.
I already told them once to get out if they were going to talk while we were on the air off the mic. They're just playing games over there.
You need my chancla?
Yeah.
All right.
Hand it over.
These chanclas hurt, boy. These
Anyway, my kids are here and they don't care anymore, as you can tell. They've checked out.
They asked me if I take them home or call them an Uber. I know they're done.
They're totally taken for granted how cool it is to come in and be on the radio. But DZ, this happened this weekend. Do you see it?
I almost brought mine. That's crazy.
Oh my God,
I lost it. I'm so excited.
Dude. I drove to McDonald's on Sunday morning because I just felt like picking up a coffee.
A little som-som.
And I went in and I went through the drive-thru, and when they handed me the coffee with the Monopoly piece on it, I lost my mind.
You said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this on Ali and DZ, how they were bringing it back after 10 years away.
Yeah.
And so to pull up and get the nostalgia where I thought I might win $1 million, but I only left with Connecticut Avenue.
Oh, you
and
got
I'm,
Connecticut?
I'm sure we all have Connecticut.
No, I got Park.
I had one more in my car.
I went last week and I got Park, bruh.
You did?
It's like 812, 813, which and 814. I need to get this NASA space station trip.
You're never going to get the other one. So Park Place is going to be out there a ton and no Broadway or whatever. Anyway.
Oh, great.
All right. So the Monopoly game is back at McDonald's, and all I could think about was you this weekend because we talked about it.
Hashtag not an ad, but it should be
not
because I go to McDonald's more than enough.
Dude, it is not an ad. Nobody has paid us. They should be paying
they should
us.
Be.
But dude,
with the amount I'm
when
paying
they brought
in.
It back, the nostalgia from my childhood.
Gee, this is a game
why
changer
am I so
for me.
Excited?
I don't know. I never even played Monopoly or loved Monopoly like that, but the fact that it's back at McDonald's, I always played the McDonald's Monopoly, even though I didn't really care too much for the game board Monopoly.
Well, and you have to have the app now, which is a total. So 10 years ago, that was not the. Now
no.
You have the app, which you then can put the Monopoly pieces in. The funny thing was, the comments on my Facebook when I posted this weekend about how excited I was, half of them were like, oh, we already got ours. You know, we've been to McDonald's and got pieces.
People have been playing. Oh, I got mine late last week.
The other half were like, they brought Monopoly back. I'm like, yeah, you obviously didn't listen to the show last week because we talked about it. Hello.
When I posted it on my story last week, people said, wait, are you serious or is that an old piece? I was like, no, this is brand new today gotten. Monopoly is back at Mickey's.
I used to carry around the paper game board.
The paper? You carried around the paper game
my
board?
My dad did too. You had to tape them on. So
I know.
You would know
so
if
you
got
them.
How anyone even ever won $1 million with the Monopoly game is beyond me knowing that in hindsight, because how did we keep a hold
Nobody
of all
ever
of those pieces?
That was part of the sham.
How did
they
we?
Were going, listen, nobody's ever going to be able to keep a hold of all of these pieces, so nobody's going to be able to prove that they won it.
That's how we're going to screw them, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, I just thought
it.
About you, DZ, and I know we're excited. So not an ad, but it should be.
Keep
McDonald's.
Collecting them.
McDonald's Monopoly is back. If DZ and I win $1 million, we're out of here.
We're
dude.
All bye.
Bye.
Peace.
But
you know what? We're not even going to say bye. We're just going to peace about.
The good news is we're not going to win $1 million. We're going to win 27 small fries, but we will be. So we'll be here tomorrow.
We're going to win 27 small fries and maybe a McDouble. Maybe a McDouble.
The McDouble was when you were a big winner at the Monopoly game.
That's when you hit, baby.
I mean, look out, everybody.
Wait, hold on. Does anybody even actually know anybody that won something big off the Monopoly?
No, we all win the fries and the McDoubles,
what's
dude.
The prize? What's the prize on yours? Mine
for
is a Kennedy Space Station trip for like 10 bands.
The fact that you think anyone's going to call in and say they won one of these, DZ, you're out of your mind right
if
now.
If somebody knows somebody that won a little something, some back in the day?
Come on. Listen, this is...
Pick, you don't think so?
Pick one. Connecticut Avenue. If you get all three for Connecticut, these are the Monopoly game pieces at McDonald's.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get one of three Polaris ARVs.
You get a Polaris?
$30,000 to $32,000 value. Is that nice?
One of the other pieces?
Now I think, know what I'm looking at.
I think Broadway was a $10,000 or $20,000 shopping spree.
To where?
So I don't know. You give me the Polaris, I'll give you the shopping spree.
Okay.
We'll collect each other's pieces.
Just give me your fries and leave me alone. Because you're not going to give me anything but fries.
Facts, though.
And a McDouble.
Maybe.
It is what it is.
But we're here for it, ain't it? We're here for it, isn't it?
Stop making me hungry. Okay, I gotta go to McDonald's.
You trying to order? I got the app up.
Yes.
Okay, say
no,
less.
No, Hudson, we're not really going by.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.